This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today we're talking about achievement, how to get into the right mindset to achieve your goals without changing anything except your attitude. And then what to do if that achievement causes people to treat you differently, sometimes not in a good way. We have a lot of stories about this in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Best Advice I Ever Heard. And as part of my continuing effort to share 20 different stories from that book, I've got two great ones for you today. In our first story, Lori Davies tells us that she was a little girl and she couldn't skip. She was crying in the hallway of her elementary school one day while the other kids were outside at recess. And then a fifth grade teacher came along and she gave Lori some life-changing advice. She said, "Walk out onto that playground like you own it." And then she opened the door and gestured that Lori should go outside. So Lori walked out there, trying to look like she owned the playground. And a boy instantly asked her if she would play Wonder Woman. He and his friends were being superheroes and they needed a girl to be Wonder Woman. Of course, Lori would be Wonder Woman, and it didn't matter that she couldn't skip. She climbed to the top of the monkey bars like a pro, and she became a fierce warrior, at least in her mind. And that was that. Lori owned that playground. And for the last 40 years, she's walked out onto a lot of other playgrounds like she owned them too. She used that advice when she got the lead role in her high school play. And she used that advice when she strode into a boardroom for her first real newspaper job interview. And then a couple of years after she got that newspaper job, she used that playground advice when her editor informed her one day that she was interviewing Laura Bush. Lori walked into the room like she owned it, and she interviewed the first lady. Lori walks into every new challenge as if it's a playground and she owns it. She was speaking to some high school students at her church, and one of them said to her, "How do you do it? You have such confidence, but it doesn't come off as arrogance. Someday, I hope I'll carry myself that way." Little did she know that Lori had been nervous. Lori passed on the best advice she ever heard to that teenager. Just walk out onto the playground like it's yours. After the break, what do you do once you've achieved success? How do you handle the jealousy of other people? Okay, so you've walked out onto every playground like you owned it, and you're a big success. How do you handle the jealousy and the other problems that might accompany that success? Well, Billie Holiday Skelly shared the perfect advice with us in her story called Hit by Lightning. Billie's son was a wonderful student, and he won a scholarship to the college that he wanted to attend. But he wasn't happy. In fact, he was crying. It turned out that his friends were giving him a hard time. They were accusing him of thinking he was better than them. And they said he wouldn't want to hang out with them now that he was a nerd who was going to be rich. So now Billie's son didn't want to accept the scholarship. And he didn't want to go back to school either, because his classmates were taunting him, and this had been going on for weeks. And then Billie had a great idea. She took her son to visit the school superintendent for their district. And this very wise man understood. And he said something like this to Billy's son. Whenever you decide to grow a little and extend yourself above the norm, there is always a danger you won't be the same. It's like the trees in the forest. When one tree decides to grow taller than all the rest, that tree is most likely to get hit by lightning. It's a chance you take. When people are different, it seems like they're more likely to be attacked for those differences. And then he went on to say, I know this because when I was a teacher, I had no problems. I fit in with all the other teachers with whom I worked. I was surrounded by colleagues and friends. And then he went on to say, I wanted to be a principal, however, and when I achieved that goal, I found some of my colleagues and friends resented my advancement. And then he told Billy's son, when I decided to become the superintendent of all the schools in the system, it was even worse. I remember the resentment, the lack of encouragement. I know what you're feeling, but you can't let those feelings keep you from your goals. Because I'll tell you a secret. You know those trees I mentioned? Well, when you do grow taller and you rise above all the other trees in the forest, you realize there is so much more to see. Your view is better than ever. And then he went on to explain this some more to Billy's son. He said, you can see the sky, the stars, and everything else beyond your little local forest. Once you see what's out there, you realize you can't go back. You've seen it, and you're not the same. You want to grow taller and extend yourself even further because you want to see more and you want to do more. Don't be afraid to grow, son. In the long run, you won't regret it. I never have. Well, that advice was transformative. And Billy's son is now a physician. And Billy is still grateful to that man who took the time out of his busy day to give her son some personal and heartfelt advice that made all the difference. We're grateful to Billy and Lori for sharing their stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, the best advice I ever heard. I am personally so excited about all of the advice in the pages of this book, and I hope you'll visit our website, chickensoup.com, to learn more about the book and to watch the book trailer that we made as well. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, then join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our other new book, all about the wonders of Christmas. We'll be talking about Christmas trees and the compromises we make to create the perfectly imperfect ones that are right for our own families.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.